This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During the visit, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. Mr. Modi will inaugurate Ota Simariya Bridge project on River Ganga that will enhance connectivity between North and South Bihar. He will also inaugurate the four-lane Bakhtiarpur to Mokama section of NH-31, which will ease congestion, reduce travel time, and enhance passenger and freight movement. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Centre at Muzaffarpur. This state-of-the-art facility will provide advanced and affordable cancer care to patients in Bihar and neighbouring states, reducing the need to travel to distant metros for treatment. He will also lay the foundation stone for a series of urban infrastructure projects worth around 1,260 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and the Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that 12,000 special trains will be operated for Bihar on the occasion of Diwali and Chhath Puja. This announcement comes after he held discussions with the Bihar NDA leaders. He said that after discussions with state leaders about the travel needs of the people, the Railway Ministry worked out not only new trains but several other schemes and infrastructure projects.
जो दीपावली और छठ के आगामी दो बड़े त्योहार हैं, इसके लिए विशेष व्यवस्था की जाए, ऐसी डिस्कशन में आया और साथ ही साथ ये भी ध्यान रखा जाए कि किस तरह से हमारे यात्रियों को रिटर्न जर्नी में सुविधा हो तो इस चर्चा के बाद में ये तय हुआ 12,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी जिससे कि यात्रियों को इन दो बड़े पर्वों पर किसी भी प्रकार की असुविधा न हो.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. He said, but a major trade imbalance has accompanied the growth and it has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. Dr. Jaishankar stressed the need to address it urgently. He was co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow.
Over the last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods has increased from more fivefold, from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25, and it continues to grow. However, a major trade balance has accompanied the growth. It has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. So we need to address that urgently.
Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Troops are already operating on the outskirts, specifically in the Zaytun and Jabalia areas, to prepare for a larger attack. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz approved the plan yesterday, which will be reviewed by Israel's Security Cabinet later this week. The Israel Defense Forces said that to support the operation, Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, allowing active duty soldiers to join the mission. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded all-time highest net addition of 21.89 lakh members during the month of June this year. The figure represents an increase of 9.14%, marking the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. In a statement, Ministry of Labour and Employment informed that around 10,62,000 new subscribers have been enrolled in this month, representing a 12.68% increase over May 2018. 2025 and a growth of 3.61% compared to June previous year. Indian wrestler Tapasya clinched nation's first gold medal at the Under-20 World Wrestling Championships 2025 in Bulgaria yesterday. She defeated Norway's Felistas Tomajeva 5-2 in the women's 57 kg category final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.